Why don't we start? Why don't you tell me your name and okay. when you're born and where you're from?
Hi, my name is John Kosanovich, Kosanovich. I was born October 9th, 1945. I'm 72 years old. I've lived in Weirton all my life. I belong to the Serbian Holy Resurrection Serbian Church over in Steubenville, Ohio. I belong to the men's club, Serbian Orthodox men's club, from the church, okay? Now, this is what I'm going to say about the place. In 1949, a man named Carl Frankovich sold this land down here with 26 acres of land to our church for a nice paltry sum of, I think it was $2,500 at the time, like $100 an acre. And the people decided that they wanted to make this area like a picnic grounds. So they built a shelter and some nice pavilion and a bar. And the time I came down there in the early 50s, they had two outhouses. No indoor plumbing was down here. And it started like that. And eventually, you know, we had probably at the time of our church that time, I was just a youngster, about 5 or 6 years old, but we probably had close to 400 members. Now, 70-some years later, you know, we're down to about maybe 100 members. So we've, just, you know, we're losing people fast, you know. But this chicken blast, which they call a chicken blast, nobody knows how it got started, or the name of it, started calling it the chicken blast, but it started in earnest in 1971. And the men for the men's club did it so they could maintain the picnic grounds. The lady here doing the job, what's your name?
Emily,
yeah. She can tell you about the...
I don't know her name.
Who?
Her name?
Her name's Molly.
Molly.
Yeah. No, I am. She could, I don't know, maybe you could describe the spits that we use, you know, to cook the chickens and all that. She took pictures so she'd be able to show you. But they built these back in the 50s also, 50s and 60s. So when they had our church picnic, they were able to cook lambs, and they cooked pigs in the winter and lamb in the Easter. You know, for Easter, and pig for Christmas.
Do they still do that?
Yes, we do that. We still do that. You know, and like I said, when I ran the church picnic back in the early 90s, and at that time, we'd order maybe about anywhere between 45 and 50 lambs to cook for our church picnic. And now we have it down to about maybe 22 to 24. But again, you know, the church was a lot bigger then. And getting back to this chicken blast, right when we started it, they had a hard time selling chickens. Nobody knew about it, you know. And then gradually it built up. And they picked it on a Wednesday because that's when the mill got paid. So people were able to come down, you know, from the mill and eat a chicken, bring your family down, you know. And we sold cold beer and we sold pop and all that, you know. At the time, and people would come down and bring their basket with their food and enjoy the picnic grounds. And at that time, we were probably doing anywhere between 600 and 700 chickens a week. I mean, and they almost had to have two shifts of guys down here. And it was a lot bigger, but guys would come out of the mill. Some guys would work a night turn or something, and they'd come in and work the morning down here. And then the guys that worked morning shift, you know, in the mill, they come after work and finish up. So it kept a rotation, you know, was real nice. And that stayed that way till probably like 1985, 86, 87, when the mill started going down. I started in the mill in 1966. We had close to 15,000 people in the mill. When I retired in 2003, we had about maybe 1,100, 1,200. So we lost a lot of people. So that, you know, people moving away and all that, you know. So now we do anywhere between 300 to 400 chickens. We have to have a real good day to do 400, but our average is usually 325, something like that. Now, I've been down here since cooking chickens here since actually about 1986. That's when I got involved with getting back with the men's club. I was out of town, not out of town, but not, you know, just, it was like a good club and all that, you know, and I got back involved in it. And I've been retired since 2003, since I've been down here every day, Wednesdays, since 2003. So I'm one of the old timers. That's what they tell me. But yeah, that's what we do. Can we take a break?
Yeah.